The salsa connection begins when the follow senses that a lead is about to occur. A lead is the expression through the hands or body of an intention to execute an action in movement. Even most poorly executed leads, unconsciously, begin with some subtle shift in muscle tension or movement flow. A well-executed lead will very clearly make this prelude to the initiating action, often involves slightly raising one's hand or hands, stopping the flow of one's hands or body, shifting one's weight, tensing the arm or hand muscles. Follows are amazingly able to detect this prelude to the actual lead. This attentiveness, awareness, is an essential follow skill. At this moment, both lead and follow recognize automatically in their body when the skill is developed that communication regarding a change is about to occur. At this moment, the dancers have the opportunity to do what I call negotiate a connection. In a mere nanosecond, the partners match muscle tension in preparation for the action to follow. This requires equal attention, action, and initiative by both partners. Each is equally giving to and taking from one another. Each is assessing and matching the presence of the other. They become actively and energetically connected, equal, together, one in that moment, and ready for the movement that is to follow. When this occurs, they have established the salsa connection. All of this takes place in a fraction of a second, yet almost every dancer I have worked with quickly recognizes when the salsa connection has been established and when it is missing. Once aware, dancers immediately recognize how essential the salsa connection is to partnering and to enjoyable, smooth, connected social dancing. Many dancers are now shifting their priorities from learning yet another move, likely poorly executed, to developing their skills of creating the salsa connection, realizing that the results are so satisfying. So how do we get or develop the skill to have the salsa connection? I have begun to change all my teaching to center on the development of these salsa connection skills. I have developed a range of skill drills that prevent follows from anticipating a move or action. These skill drills then require intense focus on the establishment of the salsa connection for both lead and follow to be able to properly execute the move. Failures in these skill drills show the obvious absence of the salsa connection and motivate the persistence in gaining the skills. Of course, success is accompanied by the elated feeling of the salsa connection. I now also teach all moves in terms of the salsa connection. I am now finally able to give equal attention to follows as to leads. The skill is fully bodied and eventually becomes unconscious. It actually must become so in order to lead and follow dance elements in time with the music. But this skill is subtle and difficult and requires a great deal of practice. I am convinced that most failed moves, most awkward-looking dancing, stems from the dancer's failure to understand the importance of and to develop the skills to create a salsa connection.